The Rodcast.
If you want more information, go to rodders.com and click on Rodders FM. Now, the time has come to start the most exciting show on the internet. Probably the most crazy, the most unmentally balanced. It's like a roller skate with only one wheel. And with only a few days to Christmas, it's show 21. And without any more monkeying. Yes, that's right, monkeying. Monkeying around. Let's get on with the show!
Warning, warning, this show is complete bollocks and is not fit for human consumption. If you or anyone you know are suffering severe mental episodes due to the content of this show, call the Rodders FM Psychiatric Helpline on 0844-8844-831.
You have been warned.
Your week's been now. You've taken crap from everyone you know. But Friday come like morning sun. It's Rodders' brand new show.
It's got Z-list guests, crazy competitions, Mystic Mog and Beelzebub.
This song is diabolical.
Thank God it's Friday, it's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday, it's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday, it's the day after Thursday.
Ho ho ho, this is Father Christmas here, and you're listening to Rodders FM, because you've got nothing better to do. I think Rodders has been so naughty this year, he's going to get Jade Goody in his stocking. Ho, ho, ho!
That's right. It's a Rodders FM Christmas. I hope everyone's alright. I'm certainly very excited to be broadcasting to the internet and, in fact, the world. Ring me or Skype me, email or email me, radio@rodders.com. The worst Christmas present I've had is probably a Doctor Who book, which it was all the scripts from all the series. I mean, I may be a bit of a nerd, but I'm not that much of a nerd. I mean, for goodness sake, what do they think I am, my parents? Anyway, and what really annoyed me, I said, to my mum, I don't really want this after I'd had it sitting on my shelf gathering dust for ages. And then my mum went, oh, it's okay, took it back and exchanged it for stationery at WH Smith's. I was not WH sorted. Basically, I was very annoyed. But basically, let me give you the rundown of what's happening on tonight's show. Yes, that's right. It's Rodders FM. Exciting music has come on, and that can only mean one thing. An exciting show. We are talking... Mr. Nibs is back on the show. He works with Russell Brand, the famous comedian, on BBC Radio 2. He's been on the show a few times. And if you haven't heard Mr. Nibs, here's a little sample of what he did on Russell Brand's Radio 2 show.
For the show, was instructed to write a poem. Let's see if he's managed
to do
just that.
Look at the way he's bringing that up there, like it's a mistake.
Right, Mr. Nibs, you don't look very confident in your poem. Come over here, let's hear it. Now, bearing in mind that this show is normally closed by Mr. G, our resident poet laureate and one of the finest young poets in this country, let's see what Mr. Nibs has scratched out with his evil little fists. Right, here we go.
Right, ready?
Yes, so we're ready, Mr. Nibs. Is there anything you want to say before the poem begins, young man?
Sorry. No, just I'm really nervous.
You're nervous, are you? Well, you should be nervous, because you're about to do an abominable poem on a national radio station, the most listened to radio station in the country. Right. Now, let's have a little listen to your poem.
All right, here we go. Russell, Matt and Trevor, up in a row, censorship of the show and abandonment on tour.
Good so far. Good.
Pre-recording in Manchester, so Russell can go to La La Land, wearing golf club boots to help him stand.
Not bad, although there's no relationship between going to La La Land and standing.
Do carry on, Mr.
Accompanied by his hairspray in his satchel. I came here to learn, but I'm not sure what I've heard is factual.
Satchel and factual's a nice rhyme.
That's good. Very good.
Chinese leaving Tibet, dolphins and giant sex, Joe Tidy to make Prime Minister, and Lego on the mixing desk. I got sold off for chatting whilst writing this poem, and guess I'm just a pest.
Bitterness.
The only truth of today is that Trevor Locke has four big hairy nipples under his string vest. That one episode of Only Fools and Horses governs Matt's life's quest, Oh, and Russell will spray a love shower to dampen Mike Ward's unfounded detest. I'm rubbish at writing poems because I'm really thick. There's one thing I know for sure is that Mike Ward is a bad critic.
What? I've got some very exciting Rodders FM news. Later in the new year, we are going to have an interview with Sir Jackie Stewart, Formula One racing legend. I recorded the interview yesterday, and we're going to be on the show after the new year to talk about how he faces problems of being a dyslexic, because I'm dyslexic as well. So, I was very, very pleased for such a legend. He's actually the best guest we've ever had. And speaking of guests, Mr. Nibs will be coming up very shortly, and we'll be doing the Crappy Cracker competition, which basically we'll pull some crackers, and Mr. Nibs will have to answer some questions which will be in the cracker. Now, Mr. Nibs is up next.
Rodders FM. It's much better than a Yorkshire pudding.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Rodders here from Rodders FM. Could I speak to Mr. Nibs, please?
Yeah, I can see you now. Hang on a minute.
Thank you.
Chris. Oh, I think that...
Hello.
Hello. Thank you. All right, Chris, how are you doing? Mr. Nibs, you have worked with Russell Brand, and the question that most people want to know is, how on earth did you end up being chums with Russell Brand, the flamboyant fop that he is? Yeah.
Well, I met Russell at Big Mouth summer last year, summer 2006, and then did work experience at MTV's One Leicester Square a year ago, in fact, and that's where Russell gave me the nickname Mr. Nibs. And then I went to a gig of his in February this year, and he said, Mr. Nibs, what are you doing here? Come to my radio show tomorrow. So I went along to the radio show, and he got me to write a poem.
We played your poem earlier on in the show, if you were listening, and...
Yeah.
Were you scared when you had to do... Because that was on national radio. It's on... if you're in America, Mr. Nibs had to make a poem up in not very long, in a short space of time, on the UK's most listened-to radio station, BBC Radio 2.
I had under 2 hours to write a poem that involved all the stuff that happened on the show. Well, most of the stuff that happened on the show.
That's a hard task. I think I'd crack under the pressure and fall down the stairs.
Yeah, I wasn't very good at poems at school either.
No. Who was it that answered the phone? Was it your mum?
I think that was my mum.
Oh, Mother Nibs. When was the last time you were on Russell Brand's show?
It was, I don't know now, about over a month ago. They made me take snuff live on air.
They made you take snuff?
Yeah.
What a terrible job.
It's like this tobacco stuff that you put it in between your fingers, and then you place it under your nose, and you sniff, and it's like, I don't know. You ever had that Vic vapor rub that you rub on your chest and got a cold or something?
Yeah.
It's like sticking that up your nose, or sticking a chewing gum up your nose. It's like really minty.
That is bonkers. That is the ultimate in attention seeking. What, were you not getting enough attention from celebrities, so you thought, oh, I know, I'll just ram this up my nose?
No, I was in the studio and they found it on the floor. They thought it was Wogan, so like Russell said, oh, we'll get Mr. Nibs to take it. I was meant to be on the show the other week, in fact, but there's a bit of a mess up, a bit of a, I don't know, what it was. I phoned the producer up and I told him, oh, I saw Russell last week at his book signing and he told me to come to the show. So he said, yeah, come along, where it's going to be either Thursday, Friday or Saturday. Pre-recorded.
Well, that's a bit vague. Thursday, Friday or Saturday?
Yeah, he wasn't quite sure yet, because Russell was doing a gig up in Manchester. So he said, yeah, it's going to be in Manchester. Phone me midweek, which was a Wednesday, and I'll tell you what time it was. So I went along. I phoned up, and Nick said, yeah, it's tomorrow night, Thursday, 8 o'clock, and see you there. So, okay, I went along to Manchester to find out that the show was being recorded in London.
Oh my god. So you went all the way to Manchester for nothing. Basically, let's move on briefly, because I've got something else I need to talk to you about. You have, firstly, I need to make a thank you on air for, it was, thanks to anyone who listened last week, because Mr. Nibs ended up getting me a brilliant guest. He got me Jonty from Big Brother. Wicked. I think you deserve a round of applause for that. and people are clapping in the chat room, apparently. Now, since you've entered the world of celebrity, you've been going to some pretty good parties, haven't you? You've recently been to a Big Brother party, or so you told me.
Yeah, it was a Big Brother party of the week. Yeah, it was a Big Brother party to raise money for 5 different charities, and there were people from every year went there. It was quite a good turnout, actually. I helped arrange it, and it was really good. And I went to another one before that. I went to Billy's party.
Billy from Big Brother?
Yeah.
What's he like? Because he was always quite an entertaining character to watch, and at the moment he's gone into professional wrestling.
He's a cool guy, yeah. He's doing wrestling now, and he had this massive belt with him at the party.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's talk about the first party. Which celebrities were there?
It was mainly Big Brother people. Vanessa Feltz was there. What's that girl, that model's name? Bianca Gascoigne, she was there. And the rest were Big Brother people.
So some pretty hot people there. Who got the drunkest?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Were you pretty legless at the party?
I wasn't that bad. There was free champagne and everything. I wasn't that bad, to be honest with you. I didn't want to make a fool of myself.
No, that's
I remember,
true.
I think Tracy got kicked out.
She actually got kicked out?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I didn't see it, but apparently she got kicked out.
I forgot, which one's Tracy?
It's the one with purple hair, Abby.
Oh, yeah, of course. What's she actually like? She seems like quite a loud, abrasive person when you saw her on television. What's she like as a person, or was she too drunk so you couldn't see?
She's a nice lady, Tracy. She wanted to come on Russell's show. I spoke to her when Big Brother finished, and I told her I'd do stuff with Russell Brand, and she said, oh, I love him, don't get me on the show. But I spoke to the producers, and they were like, oh, we tried to stay away from Big Brother people.
Oh dear, gutted. Well, at least you got Jonty on my show. I know it's not quite the same, but still. Also, we've got a question in from the chat room, and you said on the MySpace bulletin, ask me anything, so you've really sort of put yourself on the spot there, Mr. Nibs. Charlie from God Knows Where says, what's your favourite sandwich filling?
Chinese chicken.
Really? That's a good... and Charlie's from Somerset.
I had a question on MySpace from Mary. She's from Ireland.
Okay.
And she's asked me, have I ever been to Ireland? Well, I haven't really, but I live in North Wales, and that's really close to Ireland. So I hope to go there one day.
Yeah, I hope to go to Ireland. I've never ever been there. The Irish are meant to be a great and hilarious folk. Well, I'd just like to shoehorn in that you sound like a much better partier than the Professor, who is at my usual co-host, who's very lazy. He's at a party tonight, and I've mentioned this 100 times, and I don't care that I'm embarrassing him. He got completely legless, and I had to phone his parents to get him taken home by 10:30. Shame on you, Professor. And
I think we've all been there, though, haven't we?
Definitely, but it's just great to watch people like that. But it's a bit rubbish, because me and my mate Ned are always the ones that have to end up taking them...
taking people home.
Yeah, taking people home.
And looking after people, yeah.
Exactly.
We need more people like you.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Nibs. We need more people like you, actually, to keep people like Russell Brand in order. Let's hope you get back on the show again, because...
I saw Russell a week yesterday in London. I went to one of his gigs, I had a good chat with him, and I told him that I'll have a nice Christmas, I'll see you in the New Year, and he went, yeah, definitely, mate, and give me a big hug.
Oh, that's amazing. Do you know anything about his new DVD? Because the old DVD, it's alright and everything, but it's just like any other DVD. It's sort of round and it's got a hole in the middle. I mean, like, what's so original about that?
If you look on the DVD, you might be able to see me laughing every now and then, because I was sitting on the second row, and you can, like, sometimes see me.
So Mr. Nibs might be on the Russell Brand DVD. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm wearing the red shirt. You can see me every now and then sometimes.
Now, Mr. Nibs, are you ready to play a Christmas game?
Yeah, why not? Go for it.
We're going to be doing the Crappy Cracker competition.
I say, Marmaduke, let's pull a cracker. Oh, good idea, Cuthbert.
No, Rudolph, these won't do. These crackers are crap. They need more gunpowder. Ho, ho, ho.
A one, a two, and a three.
You You heard it, Mr. Nibs. It's the Crappy Cracker competition. Oh, dear. One of the crackers just went off then. Now, Mr. Nibs, we've got a load of crackers in the studio. Pick a number from between 1 and 29, and we'll pull a cracker with a question in.
Okay, 22.
Okay, 22. It's quite a big one. There we go. Question number one. What do you call two robbers? They're all cracker jokes.
What do I call two robbers?
Yep.
I don't know.
A pair of knickers. Terrible, isn't it? Now, how about another number?
Number 17.
Number 17. Yup! Oh, pure blimey, that's a big one. What do you call a cracker addict?
I don't know.
It's kind of fitting because we've been talking about Russell Brand. What do you call a cracker addict?
I don't know.
Crackerhead. They really are.
These jokes are brilliant.
Oh no, they're awe-inspiring. God bless the internet for belching up such rubbish. And should we get the chat room to pick one?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
What numbers do you want?
Yeah, well, Mr. Chat Room, could
number
you please?
Number 9.
Seven, oh, somebody's nine and seven. Oh, 9 was first. Let's pull number 9. Oh, my whiskers.
Number nine
in the Big Brother house.
Rodri is in a diary room.
Knock, knock. Who's there? No, you're meant to say who's there. Sorry, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mary.
Mary who?
No, and that now you've got to fill in the punchline.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, that's one. I was going to say Mary Queen of Scots, but then that wouldn't have made any sense. Oh, you should have seen the crackers we had at our school Christmas dinner. The toys were like the size of your thumbnail. They were real Tesco value crackers. Do you know any jokes with that, Mr. Nibs, or anybody in the chat room? Does anyone know any better jokes than these? I'm trying to think of some. A man walks into a bar, sits down, and the peanuts start talking to him. You think this is a bit odd, and the peanuts are like, they talk a bit like this.
Oh, you look lovely, oh, look at that little face.
And he goes, thank you very much. And then walks over to the cigarette machine, and he goes, puts his money in, and the cigarette machine goes,
bloody hell, you look rubbish, you look like you've been sicked up by some sort of idiot like Ted Goody here.
And he goes over to the bartender, and the bartender's like, looks at him, and he goes, bartender, can you please explain this ridiculous treatment I'm getting? And he goes, well, sir, I'm sorry, the peanuts are complimentary, but that cigarette machine's bang out of order. I think that's quite a good one. So, that comes to the end of the Crappy Cracker
All right, okay.
Wicked up.
Just want to let you know that I'll be back on Big Brother's Big Mouth in the new year, so watch out for that.
Really? That's going to be great. Everyone tune in for that. Actually, could you just do me a favour? Could you say, hi, this is Mr. Nibs, and you're listening to Rodders FM? Because I keep meaning to ask you to make one of those, but I keep forgetting.
Okay. Hi, I'm Mr. Nibs, and you're listening to the one and only Rodders FM.
Yes, get in there. Ladies and gentlemen, he's been a fabulous guest, Mr. Nibs!
Thank you.
And now we're going to have an unsigned band called The More Assured. This is probably one of my favourite bands at the moment, myspace.com/TheMoreAssured. This is their latest song, You Don't Know.
You don't know how much I want to hold you. You don't know I want to say that I would love to be the one to love you, but you don't want to love me anyway. When you're lying all alone, alone, and these friends are on the phone, you've no mind to think, and all your thoughts are blown. When the time has come to write, yeah, a letter to the one. Don't be the love to scare them off and run. Cause you don't know how much I want to hold you. You don't know how much I want to say, yeah, that I would love to be the one to love you. But you don't want to love me anyway. You're holding on to words that you think you might have heard. Count one beat and a second, and then you count the third. And when you're holding on, yeah, and all your
God, it's Friday!
Do a broadcast, then a show, and then I really have to go. You've been the only thing that's right on the radio. Rodders, Rodders, you've been my favorite show. I can hear the radio if I'm not gonna hear your voice. Louder, louder, I'll turn up the stereo. I will hear the radio playing your voice.
That's it, done by the amazing Jack Davis. Basically, we're going to make a good old phone call to Charlie.
Hello.
Hello, Charlie. You are live across the internet on rodders.co.uk. Don't drop your dishcloth.
I won't.
Wicked. It'd be awful if you dropped your dishcloth, wouldn't it? So, where are you calling from?
Somerset.
Somerset? As in Somerset? I've been...
Yeah, Somerset.
I've never been there before. What is your worst Christmas present and why?
It'd be an Easter egg.
Mm-hmm.
Because if by Christmas it would be melted, out of date, or its taste would gone, and it'd be really horrible.
Well, that's true. I'm trying to think of a use for that. Usually, people give me loads of Easter eggs. I'm not a big Easter egg fan, so I end up just leaving them in my cupboard. So I've probably got some Easter eggs right in my cupboard now if I looked at the back of the cupboard.
Chuck it all over Jake.
Exactly. I don't know what we've got against her tonight, but that's a great use for it. Actually, lob it at minor celebrities we're not too pleased with at the moment, and I don't know, the Americans could use it as chemical warfare in Iraq. Oh, sorry if I've offended some Americans out there. We love you really. Thank you very much for your call. See you later.
Hello, this is Jackie Stewart, and you're listening to Rodders FM.
Thank Rod, it's Friday!
Oh dear, yes, that was Sir Jackie Stewart actually saying that. Usually it's a professor that does party reports, but not tonight.
Party people!
The professor wasn't invited to this party, but Rodders was. So, it's the Rod's Party Review!
It's time to party!
He's partied all over the world, from Ireland to England, to Iraq, and even Afghanistan. And he's always
the poor sod who has to take the professor home because he's wasted.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, that's right. The professor is not here tonight. Hopefully he'll be coming on the show in the new year. Although a lot of people don't like the professor. I'm only kidding, we love you, Professor. He's at a party right now, so when he comes back, we'll have the professor back in his rightful place doing the party reports. No doubt he'll be very upset that I've nicked his spot. But anyway, this party, we'll probably talk about it at length on the next show, where we'll actually phone up the host, but he's out for dinner. Ooh, dinner. Who needs to go out for dinner? There's plenty of nourishment in the freezer. Basically, this party was absolutely brilliant. It's my mate Henry's 18th birthday party. Started in London, and we went to an Indian restaurant. The father shows us all where the restaurant is there. There's about 25 of us. Puts a 200 quid tab behind the bar, and then just legs it. It's like setting an alcoholic time bomb, basically. Within, like, a half an hour, most people were completely off their heads. We had about, like, 12 bottles of wine. It was absolutely brilliant. And basically what happened, we ate loads of curry, and unfortunately there was a piano in the room. My mate Jack, who makes all these fabulous singing jingles for us, couldn't control himself, jumped onto the piano. No, I don't mean he wet himself on the piano. No, what are you insinuating, Rodders? He gets onto the piano and starts playing Elton John, drunkenly singing Elton John. It was absolutely hilarious. Such a great party. And then we stagger home to Henry's house at about 11 o'clock and we're just blundering in the middle of the road through London. It was crazy. It's like that film where a very similar thing happens and we get to Henry's house and it's just completely mad. My biggest memory of the night is there was some helium balloons tied down to a bottle or some weight. I remember walking into that, getting tangled up. I remember in my drunken and confused state, blundering around with helium balloons going, "Ah, what's going on? I can't see a thing." Oh dear. What a cracking night. And also one of the main events at the party. There's always one at a party. It was Chris this time. My friend Chris gets completely hammered, goes upstairs to the bathroom and throws up in a girl's handbag. She was absolutely gutted when she found out. He just throws up all over the bath, actually in the handbag. And what gets me, there was a toilet right by it. Absolutely absurd. When the girl in question found out who had done it, she comes upstairs and just starts belting him with the vomit-covered bag. Absolutely brilliant. And when he woke up, he couldn't remember anything. Absolutely classic.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Father Christmas here, and you're listening to Rodders FM, because you've got nothing better to do. I think Rodders has been so naughty this year, he's going to get Jade Gooding in his stocking. Ho, ho, ho!
This is Rodders FM. Christmas special. Now, guys, let me just talk to you about the forum before I really must dash. Basically, we've got a forum, rodders.com, RHODDERS. Basically, what I want you to do is join this forum, because we've got celebrities on there. I'm sure Mr. Nibs will be joining soon, but we actually have Jonty from Big Brother on the forum. How cool is that? And the forum it's got a games arcade. You can earn bananas by posting, and you can spend them in the arcade. So it's all good fun. And plus, the more bananas you earn, there may be a special prize for you, which will mean coming on the show, and you know you want to do that. So, this is Rodders here, signing out for the last show of 2007. Good night, everyone!
You are listening to Rodders FM. Yes, it's Rodders FM.
Well, that's it. Another year blown out the window, and I'd just like to take the time to say thank you to every single one who has downloaded or listened to a live show of Rodders FM. Thank you so much. It really, really means a lot to me. It's great fun doing this show, but it would be completely pointless unless I had you lot listening. Hope you all have a wicked Christmas. Please keep checking the site. I've recently uploaded a new video to my YouTube about my Duke of Edinburgh Silver expedition, so that's on there, and that's great fun. And I hope to see you all in the new year. And you're probably wondering, why is show 21 coming out before show 20, which is the one with Jonty from Big Brother on it? Well, basically, it's not me being silly and not knowing how to count. It's because I'm a bit behind with the editing of show 20, although it's all done now. I'm a bit behind with the editing because of mad rush for Christmas and everything. So I thought it would be good to get this Christmas special out before Christmas. And don't worry, because the Jonty interview episode will be out in January. So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas smells like geraniums.
Oh, shut up, Beelzebub.